Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, today we are looking at question number 40 and possibly 41. Question 40 is, why did Christ have to go all the way to death? And the answer given here is, because God's justice and truth demand it. Only the death of God's Son could pay for our sin. And thinking about this question, why did Christ have to go all the way to death? The first reference is Genesis 2 and verse 17. I'm sorry, verse 16 and 17. The Lord God gave the man a command, and he said, you can eat the fruit of any tree that is in the garden, but you must not eat the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you do, you can be sure that you will die. So we have clearly spelled out here the penalty for sin being death. So why did Christ have to go all the way to death? Because that was the penalty for sin. Not that he was a sinner, but to pay for our sin. Next, we look at Romans 8. Verses 3 and 4. The written law was made weak by our sinful nature. But God did what the written law could not do. He made his Son to be like those who have a sinful nature, like us. He sent him to be an offering for sin. In that way, he judged sin in his Son's human body. Now, we can do everything the law requires. Our sinful nature no longer controls the way we live. The Holy Spirit now controls the way we live. And the key for me in those verses was God sent him to be an offering for sin. Sent him to be an offering for sin. That's why he had to go all the way to death. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. But we do see Jesus already given a crown of glory and honor. He was made a little lower than the angels. He suffered death. By the grace of God, he tasted death for everyone. That is why he was given his crown. So again, this reinforced the answer to the question here. Why did Christ have to go all the way to death? Because he tasted death for all of us. Question 41, why was he buried? And the most obvious answer is given here. His burial testifies that he really died. He really died, and so he was buried. One verse I'd like to read. Isaiah 53, verse 9. He was given a grave with those who were evil. But his body was buried in the tomb of a rich man. He was killed even though he hadn't harmed anyone and he had never lied to anyone. So another reason why he was buried, it was prophesied. Long before it happened, it was prophesied that he would be buried. It was prophesied that he would be buried, and not only that he would be, but where he would be buried.